Many would consider this cemetery to be a tourist attraction, yet it doesn't charge admission and is a place of respect. It's a place with a steady stream of visitors, and it's today's American countryside, brought to you by Exmark Mowers. Take back your weekend. Go to Exmark.com today. And the Bureau of Land Management, currently seeking bids for the care of wild horses. Learn more at BLM.gov.
Landscape pros trust Exmark more than any other brand. For more than 30 years, Exmark mowers have been built to work all day, every day. For a perfect cut, every time, in no time. So use what the pros use and take back your weekends. What's your favorite way to enjoy a weekend? Submit your video at xmark.com/weekends for a chance to win a new Exmark mower, as well as other cool gear, trips, and more.
The Bureau of Land Management is seeking bids for new off-range pasture contracts for care of wild horses. Each bid must show it can accommodate a minimum of 100 wild horses and provide humane care for a one-year period with a renewal option. The BLM manages and protects wild horses and burros while working to ensure that population levels are in balance. This solicitation is open until April 22, 2015. To learn more about the solicitation and how to qualify, please visit blm.gov.
There were about 450 graves in the original Boot Hill Cemetery in Tombstone, Arizona. When the boomtown went bust, over half the graves were lost. Of the 205 known plots, about 50 are burials of the unknown.
These are folks that were found out in the desert or in the mine shafts. You know, back then no one carried any identification. And one of the favorite ways for the Apache to kill a man was to bash his head in with a rock.
Some of the brutal lore around Tombstone is actually truth. Don Marshall says it wasn't uncommon to have trouble identifying the dead.
When these bodies were recovered, they were taken over to the coroner's office over here on Allen Street, and the coroner would prop them up on what was called a cold slab, place them in front of his window along Allen Street, hoping somebody would walk by, recognize them, come in, and let him know who they were. If not, after 2 days, they were brought out here, buried, and marked unknown.
If no identification was made in 2 days, the bodies were buried here as an unknown. But for the known and unknown, they are not forgotten.
As a matter of fact, just yesterday, one of the direct relatives of the Clantons, this past year, fellow Seymour Dye, buried out there. He's had three different members of his family come in and research it.
The Clantons were felled by the Earps and Holiday at the OK Corral, but many of those buried here from 1878 to 1884 were ordinary citizens, young and old, poor and well-to-do. While Tombstone certainly attracts plenty of visitors to explore its wild western lore, this is a place of respect. No admission is charged, and Don enjoys sharing their stories. Traveling the countryside in Tombstone, Arizona, I'm Andrew McCray.